This is True Boss Talk Podcast, the podcast for the people.
For the people, I'm your host, True FA. Let's go. This is one of the moments, you know. Just love being in the entertainment business, you know. Entertaining the people. After a long, hard day's work, or maybe you on your break, or maybe you on your way to work, you know. You just want to escape your reality. That's what music does, man. That's what entertainment does, man. Gives you escape from whatever you're doing. And people love it, man, as far as that. You know what I'm saying? Because people wonder why. Some people wonder why is this attachment to this rap music? Why is it the love these artists get? And that's what it is, man. Of course, every artist don't make you feel like that. But when you run across that artist that you can just enjoy their art, it's huge. I salute French Montana, you know what I mean, for being a New York artist. Coming from New York, but not being hugely influenced by New York. Like, you can hear some of the things that New York does in their music, but he didn't let it dominate you. Like, I feel the same, like my music. I'm from Malanxy, New Jersey. A lot of people from this area always tell me my music sound like it could be from Chicago or from down south. I never put a location on it. I just made the music that was that came out of me, like the music that I like. And I salute him for that, making a unique style that he made. It made it entertaining. And that's all any artist could ever want. For you to create your style and with your style entertain people. You feel me? Now, business is the business. How you push it and market and sell, that's on you. That's your hustle. But just being an artist to entertain people with your style is the biggest thing you can do. Real talk. I salute him for that. Talk about the situation with him and Dirk. It's cool, man. They cool again. That's what's up. You know, we all men. The fuck, like, y'all niggas be killing me with that soft shit, like, niggas can't argue, or niggas can't get smacked up, or niggas can't get socked up. We men, you could do that, it's alright. I grew up and being a kid fighting all the time, and we ain't shoot each other. We just fought with the hands. Win or lose, next day, alright. Real talk, most of the niggas I fought with the hands that we really had our hardest fight, we respected each other more. As men, like, yo, we knew what that nigga was about. So, we men, that shit, niggas fight, that shit ain't about nothing. If nobody ain't die, it ain't about nothing. Niggas can be cool. Just true boss talk. Make sure y'all niggas listen to every episode. Whether you agree or disagree, let me know what you think. You know what I mean? Nobody can ever be wrong on your opinion. I'm True Hefe, the True Boss. Big Poppy, the big cannons. Feel me? About to hit the gym, it's Fathers Day. Salute to all the fathers. Thought I'd go to work and do some podcasting. You know, my wife cooked me a beautiful meal. I'm about to enjoy it. Work out a little bit. Hit the curls, hit the gym, you know. I don't hit the gym, just hit the curls. I ain't going to no gym, it's Fathers Day. I'm chill. I'm going to do the curls, though. Get the guns crazy. And I'm gonna relax with my family and watch some sports and TV, go out, everything, man. Just enjoy the day, man. Enjoy life, you know? Salute to all the fathers. It's True Boss 100.
Me, your greatest creation, bringing you what you've always wanted, power beyond your wildest dreams. And it's only the beginning.